What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much. Just being here to worship you, Father. We know sometimes we face the challenge ahead of us, and sometimes we face the choice. Regardless, whatever, we always love you. And for the month of March, we reveal about you, the cross, the path to the cross. So I pray the Holy Spirit will be with me to share the message about you. And I pray the Holy Spirit will be with all the people in this room so you can hear your voice and apply to their life. Everything we do for your glory, Father, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Remember, a couple weeks ago, we announced the series in relationship. And you have the opportunity to see the video. But if you still remember the first video, the introduction about relationship, only one word come up, unity. Because when you go back to the time of Genesis, chapter 1, 2, and 3, when God created man and woman with the whole purpose of relationship, and somewhere along the line, something go wrong. But anyway, we need to go back to the scripture to rebuild our relationship. And last week, we also mentioned about the second word in the video number 2, basically about faith. And we talk about the faith in Jesus Christ to very much the glue to pull the relationship together. And when we talk about faith, we also mention about trust. Because in any relationship, if you have no faith, no trust, it's not working out. But today, I'm talking about the message of the cross. The third words in the series basically cover videotape number 3 and number 4. It's only one word, listen. Because the key of relationship is listen, listening. Because sometimes we hear things, but we not listen. So today, in the message of the cross, the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I only touch base verse 30 and 31. But I want to go back to the foundation. We need to understand how Christ died on the cross, with what purpose. And hopefully, after we learn from that, we can apply to the relationship. It can be the relationship between the parent and the children. It can be marriage between the husband and wife, or wife and husband, or it can be the friendship, okay? So when you look your past, and when you review the past, it's always produced both joy and pain. But we also see the good time. But we also see something is haunted because of our failures. And what could have been? As a pastor, I'm doing a lot of counseling. But it's always something is coming down. What could have been? I wish I can do something. I wish I would listen to my spouse. I wish I can listen to my friend when they're in chaos. I wish I can listen to whoever. Because when things break down, and it's always the thing that people regret, is listen, listening. So remembering the good and the bad give us appreciation for what we are today. And that's the message, okay? Apply from the cross, but it's also applied to relationship. When you study the book of Corinthians, Paul, he instructs the Corinthian congregation to remember their lives before they believed the gospel. He wants them to realize how God had called them or saved them from a life of sin. Regardless of our station in life or our past, Paul places all the credit and praise on the Lord of our salvation. So the key of relationship, we need to go back and reveal our relationship with Christ. But before we can have relationship, we have to go back and make sure, do we really believe in Jesus Christ? Do we really have salvation? Because if we don't have that, the sin in us from the time of Adam and Eve, when they, you know, the fall of man, and that would trigger all the chaos in our life. I picked the verse, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. The verse we need to remember for this message, he or she who glories, let him or her glory in the Lord. So basically, sometimes we have to forget ourselves, our own self, our selfishness, and we focus the glory on the Lord. We look at the cross and give the glory to Jesus Christ, and everything will be worked out. So what exactly the message of the cross? They say, remember the Lord's power that saves us. Realize God's wisdom in meeting our need, and have to rejoice in the Lord for providing salvation. We go point by point. Remember, because sometimes we forget, but the word is here, remember the Lord's power that saves us. The church of Corinthians, okay, initially they believe in Christ. Their life changed, and somehow along the way, they forget that. So they become selfish. They become self-glorify themselves. They become egoistic, well, whatever the term, you know, for personalized. So their ego becomes so big. And when Paul wrote a letter to the church of Corinth and said, remember, okay, before you are a sinner, how bad you are, okay? You live with the world, and when you accept Christ, you change, you become a new person. Remember that. Remember of him, Jesus Christ. You are in him. So none of us have any advantage when it comes to our salvation. All of us were lost, need the Savior. When we need the Savior, just like sometimes, you know, if you were swimming and you have pool muscle, you have cramp, and then you sink. And of course, the people will try to help you, but they say, no, I can do it myself. So you're in the ocean and in the swimming pool, and you try to pull yourself up. And when you're in the, you know, pool muscle, you couldn't save yourself. You are dying, so you cannot just pull yourself up, okay? It's just no way, physically or spiritually. The same thing in relationships. Sometimes the relationship have real bad, okay? We don't know why. Suddenly, okay, the spouse say something to the wife, and suddenly she just get angry. And sometimes the wife say something to the husband, and he just get angry. And that sentence or whatever, that talk is basically the same talk every day, and somehow just get angry. The same thing, sometimes you go to school and your parents told you, hey, make sure you study because you're going to have the test, and suddenly you get angry. Okay, I know, you don't have to remind me, and then just everything can blow up. And the same thing when you go to work and your boss, hey, make sure we have a whole bunch of patients, and suddenly you just get mad because the sinful nature is in us and you try to control it. It's tough. It's very difficult. And you have to go back and remember, listen to the scripture, because remember you in Christ. You need the Savior. You sometimes by yourself, you cannot control it. So every day before you get out of the house, you need to remember through Christ, you're a new person. Calm you down, okay? Calm you down so you can sustain or you can go through the struggle of drive in traffic. Usually 15 minutes to work, and suddenly this morning is 45 minutes and you blow up. Okay, remember, calm down. remember, because you have Christ. Because if Christ is love, if Christ is peace, he would have that peace for you to sustain the day of your life. And secondly, because of God, we have been saved. Have to remember, how do we get saved? Through Jesus Christ. If you go back to John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning there is the Word. It means Jesus Christ. And it means Jesus Christ, he was with God, and Christ, he is God. He is God. And we have to go back and remember that. You have Christ. You have God. So everything else would fall in place. Okay? So you can control your temper, because things can haywire during of your day. So Paul, he emphasized that it is because of God that we have been saved. God sent his Son to die on the cross for our sin. God provided the way for us to be saved. In about 4 weeks, we're going to celebrate. Well, we're going to have Good Friday. It's got, you know, solemn mood. And then on Monday, on Sunday, we have Easter. We celebrate. And we're going to have roughly about 12 or 14 people will be baptized on Easter Day. And so that's the celebration. We have to rejoice in it. Because Christ, he reminded us, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. And sometimes we forget that. Okay? So if we are not worthy, Christ still died on the cross first. Okay? And in relationship in Christ, the same thing. Because both parties have to recognize it's only God, Jesus Christ. He's the way to solve the problem. And that's the message. We need to remember. We need to listen to him. Secondly, realize God's wisdom in meeting our need. Because sometimes as individual, you know, I'm just like you. I was, once upon a time, I was young, very hot blood. Okay, I can do everything by myself. Okay, me, I, myself, you know, I'm only trust me at one point in time. But again, with the individual ego wisdom, I thought I know everything. Okay, I can challenge, I can debate just about anything, any topics. Okay. But I realize God's wisdom is sometimes we miss. So I recommend you, if you want to study about the wisdom, study the book of Proverbs. But sometimes you don't like poem stuff, okay? It's complicated. It's just like I don't like English literature, you know, the Night of Nightingale, and you have to analyze, you know, that poem, the priest. It's get real complicated, okay? And then study the book of James. It's very practical in terms of the daily life wisdom. So he said, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption? So our righteousness is because of Christ. By believing the message from the cross, we receive the righteousness from God. It's a righteousness based on faith in Christ. We do not earn it, but receive it as a gift from God. So the righteousness is like, hey, we're a sinner. Okay, sometimes in our thought, our action, you know, the way we say it, everything. Okay, from beginning of time, from the time of Adam and Eve, when disobey God, the sin is already there. So we lost that righteousness. But through Jesus Christ, we have it. We recover it. And God give us as a gift. So we do not earn it because nobody can earn the righteousness. Because it's a very, very difficult topic. But because God hand us, when we believe in him, he give us as the gift. And it's a gift from God. But the second point in here is talking about the holiness or the sanctification is because of Christ. Through the cross of Christ, we are made holy because of atoning sacrifice of Jesus. We are now set apart to live for him. It's very, very critical in relationship because all of us, you know, I'm always right, regardless whatever you say. I'm always right. Okay? When in argument, the same thing. Okay? And if we talk about sanctification, but holy, hey, I'm much holier than you. So we always argue in the relationship, we better somebody. So the message from cross is very much reminding us we're not worthy. But through Jesus Christ, we have righteousness in front of God. So it's help us to be humble. Through Jesus Christ, we become holy. We go through the sanctification process. We cannot do that by ourselves. But because of that, through Christ, we learn from him the character of Christ as humble person. It's very, very difficult. Okay? As a man, a head of a family, okay? Long time ago, when I'm talking about I'm a head of a family, I'm macho. Hey, I tell you, wife, hey, I'm telling you, children, because I'm a head honcho. You listen, or something may happen to you. Okay? But again, when you recognize through God's wisdom, okay, through God's wisdom and through Christ's redemption, and when we recognize that, and then, ooh. Okay, I have the power now. Okay, when we recognize it, the Lord will give us the humbleness to help us, because deep down in us, we pride. We're very proud. Trust me. Okay? I already go through this. It takes me years to learn how to be humble. But once a while, somewhere still in there, it keeps pumping up. So I pray to God every morning. I try to push it down. But once a while, when you talk about yourself, it pops up. When you talk about family, if you success, it pops up. Okay? And especially if you're born in the Asian parent, and when the parent talk about the kid, the children, the pride can pop up. Okay? So we need to learn to recognize God's wisdom in meeting our need just about every day, to be humble, to push it down. Because you would find out, go through life, the pride eventually will destroy you. So many relationships between the parent and the children, husband and wife, or even the friends and friend. So many relationships get destroyed because the pride. Because of the pride. And the same thing, we need to learn about that. But also rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord for providing salvation. That as it is written, he or she who glories, let him or her glory in the Lord. So what exactly the message tried to communicate here? Basically, it's talking about the crown for our salvation is rooted in what Christ had done for us. We ourselves, we cannot do it. We need Christ to help us to have a salvation. So basically, whatever you accomplish in life, the glory belongs to God, belongs to the Lord. If you make an A in school, or your parent brag about it, okay, you need to stand up and say, I make an A, but the glory belongs to the Lord. Okay? So if you success in life, in business, okay, people respect you because you success, person in life, in business. You need to stand up and say, the glory belongs to the Lord. Okay? Because a lot of people, they may say, well, because I'm lucky. Oh, some of you, just like me before, okay, I hit 99 points in the test. And when the people, what exactly you study? I didn't study that much. And somehow I'm studying certain section, and when I get into the test, the question only in that section. So I hit 99 point. I can hit 100 point, but if 100 point, then the professor might call you up in front of the class and question you all over the place. So I had to put the mistake in there so he can subtract 1 point. So you don't have to stand in the front of class for him to just, because if you're the best, they will shoot the question to you. So I learned my lesson. The glory belongs to the Lord. The Lord only, somehow I'm get kept tired and lazy, and I'm study, instead of study 12 chapters, I'm study randomly, and every question in that random, whatever study. Okay? But the glory belong to the Lord. So when you go through life, a lot of little things like that, a lot of little things like that. You can travel to school and you just pass that section, and about 30 seconds later, then accident after you, and then, you know, the traffic build up. But here, you just get to school in 15 minutes. But the people 30 seconds after you, it takes them 4 hours to get to work. It's happened. So you can come to work and say, oh, I'm good. I get to work 15 minutes and you unlucky. So you get stuck in traffic for 1 or 2 hours. But instead of saying that, you say, the glory belongs to the Lord, because he protects us, moves us in the right direction, so we avoid all of the headache and the stress in life. And secondly, we need to remember, in relationship, rejoice is the key. Rejoice is the key. So that reason why any small, how small success you have in the day, celebrate. Okay? Celebrate. You just go through the test. Some of you in school, you go through the test. You don't know the result yet. Celebrate, because you just complete the test. Some of you, no, I went to have the score coming back. But I'm trying to say, hey, you study hard, you just go through the test, just celebrate. Same thing in husband and wife, same thing. The little thing, maybe something good happened at work, small thing, just go and celebrate. It doesn't have to be throw a big party for celebration. So maybe the celebration is just a cupcake, okay? So one of you go to work, something good happened, bring home a cupcake, put on the plate and say, okay, cupcake celebration or something. You see what I'm saying? Just create something so it becomes so special just for you too, if you're in relationship, husband and wife. So I'm throw it out there for you, cupcake. Or if you like ice cream, usually you have vanilla ice cream, and today go home with chocolate ice cream or something. Make it different and throw in some whatever. Celebrate something different, okay? But some of you say, hey, I don't have anything. But at least in your house, pick out the plate. You know, the plate, okay? Sometimes it's just a red plate or blue plate, but it has to be different. So celebrate. You eat your normal regular food, but today it's a blue plate. Celebration. You see what I'm saying? You still eat the same thing, but usually it's white plate or plastic plate. And I know some of you have kids, probably you have plastic plate all over the place, but today it would be the ceramic plate. Celebration. Something different. So rejoice. You know, the Bible talking about, you know, everything glory to the Lord, that kind of thing. And sometimes we think real big. But in relationship, just a little thing, okay? It can be cupcake, celebration. It can be chocolate ice cream instead of vanilla. Vanilla, when you're depressed, you eat vanilla ice cream, but you celebrate, you eat chocolate ice cream or something like that, okay? Normal life, plastic plate, and now ceramic plate or whatever, china, whatever. But something is different to mark whatever celebration. That's the meaning of rejoice. Joy. Okay? So he who glory, let him glory in the Lord. So what exactly the message of the cross? Paul, reminding the belief of the Church of Corinthians, remind us, West Houston Church, the people of West Houston Church, about the message of the cross. The message of the cross demonstrates God's power and wisdom. God's power and wisdom. You have that. When you accept Christ as your Lord, your Savior, you have the power of Christ to change you. So the question becomes, do you allow Christ to change you? But it is also mentioned about the wisdom, is it, do you allow Christ when you go through the transformation process, of sanctification process, allow Him to give you that wisdom? And that wisdom from God's Word. So when we know and when you listen to the message of the cross, we recognize we have been saved and our lives have been changed. So the unity of the believer in Christ is rooted in the message of the cross. So from the relationship, the same thing. Okay? The unity in the relationship, example like husband and wife in relationship, when you have Christ, it's just like you unity with Christ. But the same thing, if the two of you believe in Christ, you have unity in each other. And together you work out the issue. And you have to focus in Christ so you can get the self, the ego stuff out of the way. So you can straight talk face to face with honest openness, with loving and kindness. So what exactly Paul tried to communicate with us? Now I'm going back to the cross because it's Easter coming up. So I have to summarize from theological perspective. We all have salvation in Christ by believing the message of the cross. So this morning, if you sit in this room, I can talk about, faith, trust, listening, and all of that good stuff. But if you don't have Christ, it will go from one ear to the other. It not impact you. Let us stand up. So I have a call here. If any of you in this room, you have never really prayed to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior, but if you do want to do that this morning, just raise your hands so I would know, so I can pray for you and help you. Because I can talk about message of the cross. I can talk about relationship all day long. But the element in your heart, if Christ was not there, if Christ is not there, the whole message will be just be in vain. It won't help. Because our true nature of selfishness, our ego stuff is still in there. And it won't work. So if you want to do that, if you want to pray, want me to help you to pray and accept Christ, just raise your hand so I can help you. Okay, let's read this one together. He who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Now put your name in there. Come on, put your name in there. And your name, not Michelle's name, okay? Gerald, put your name there. Okay, for example, Hong San, who glories? Let Hong San glory in the Lord. Cool. Okay, let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much. Just learn about you, the message from the cross. So I pray we know more about you, Christ. And we know more in terms of apply your lesson into our relationship, from parent to children, from husband to wife, or from friend to friend, and the church member together. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with all the people in this room for now and forever. Amen.